بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ثم بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in life there is a way to succeed and there is a way to fail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the choice of whether we want to succeed or fail. The same rules apply for everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, black, white, green, blue under the collar, whatever race, whatever nationality, whatever color, whether you have curly hair or straight hair, whether you have black hair or blonde hair, makes no difference. The rules are the same. And those rules are the first and most important rule, and that's, if you don't remember anything, remember just this one rule, and inshallah that one rule will be enough for you for the rest of your and my life. And that is, excuses do not change reality. Excuses do not change reality. So I say to you that it's important to learn to differentiate between who are your real friends and who are, I don't say they're enemies, but they are no good for you. And they're definitely not your friends and not people that you, that will really help you in any way. Right? And of course, they might even be your enemies. And the way to differentiate is, who pushes you to your limit? Who pushes you to your limit? Who refuses to take an excuse from you? This is your friend. I know it's unpleasant. I know you don't like them. I know you hate them. I know you you think that they are your enemies because you are a fool. But it's okay, so ignore them. Ignore them and learn the meaning of real friendship at your cost. Nobody in the world is more interested or should be more interested in your welfare than yourself. And if somebody is more interested in your welfare than yourself, then either that person is fooling you or that person is your mother. So anyone else out there who's not your mother or your father, and sometimes mothers and fathers also, and I must say really that sometimes mothers and fathers are the, within quotes, the biggest enemies of their children. And I'm saying within quotes because I know they are not enemies, they are not deliberate enemies. But by being soft, by being within quotes, understanding, by not willing to push their son or daughter to the limit of their of their capability, they do not realize that they are doing them a serious disfavor, a very serious disfavor. Now, the point I want to make for you is that the beauty, I just mentioned, that somebody who pushes you to your limit is your friend, even though that being pushed is painful for you, will be painful for you. But the person doing that is doing you a favor, is your friend. Having said that, let me say one more thing for you. And that is, nobody in the world knows their true limit. Nobody knows their true limit. Because every time you reach what you think is your limit, you find that you can actually do more. And that is a beautiful way to live. Believe me, that is a beautiful way to live. Push yourself to the ultimate and then discover that you can do more. But that won't happen until you push yourself to the ultimate. My brothers and sisters, remember, it's very easy to find excuses. Very easy. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel nice and warm and comfortable. It makes you feel that you are okay doing whatever you are doing or not doing whatever you are not doing. And as I told you, they will always find some within quotes kind soul who will tell you, no, it's okay, it's fine. You know, as long as you are happy, that's good enough. Who told you that we must always succeed? Who said that we must always leave a legacy? Why must I leave a legacy? Why can't I just eat, sleep, you know, get up and then live my life like that and then one day I die? So what? So what if there is no difference between my life and the life of a cow? There will be people who will tell you all of this stuff, right? And as I said, it's your call. It is your choice what you want to do with your life. But remember, the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made are universal rules. Like gravity, like aerodynamics, like thermodynamics. You name it. Universal rules which apply to anyone who is in the purview of that rule. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make a mystery of it. He told us and showed us very clearly what works and what does not work. And what is worse is what will work negatively, what will work in the opposite direction. So one is something which works in a positive direction. The second one is neutral, nothing happens. Engine racing, the car is sitting in the same place because the gear is not engaged, it's neutral. And then the other one, which is that instead of putting it in forward, you put it in reverse and you go backwards instead of forwards. And this, all three are possibilities in life. And again, as I said, your call. So decide what you want. Decide what you want because it is your life and you live it only once. And remember, as you are listening to this, your time is ticking. As I'm talking, my time is ticking. The world does not change because you have an excuse. Excuses do not change reality. Write this down, memorize it. Read a wazifa of this 1,000 times every day. Excuses don't change reality. We as a nation, as the Muslim nation, have got into this absolute cancer which destroyed us and which will continue to destroy us as long as we continue to believe this nonsense that just because I have an excuse, it makes it okay. Let me end with the example I always give. That example is that you had your wallet, like a lot of people, they're very stupid kind of thing to do, but people do that. They put their wallet on their dashboard or they put their wallet in some place which is insecure and then somebody just puts their hand through the window and grabs their wallet and runs and that's it. All your credit cards, money, everything gone. So say, for example, you had your wallet in your back pocket and you were going through this very crowded place, whatever it was. And at the other end of the crowded place, what had to happen happened, which is that now you are minus your wallet. So if you go to two people, you tell them the story. I was going through this crowded place. I had my wallet in my back pocket and somebody picked my pocket and I lost my wallet. One of them tells you, well, count that as a lesson to learn in your life about what you do with your wallet. And the other one tells you, oh, poor thing, I'm so sorry for you. You know, these people, they're so bad, all these pickpockets and so on, they're thieves, and the world is such a bad place, and blah, blah, and you are so sweet. Who is your enemy? Again, as I said, enemy, I don't mean the person means you harm. I'm just saying that who is a person whose comment is good for you and who's the person whose comment is bad for you. And then you decide what you want to do with your life. Because you are going to find people like this in your life. People will say, oh, but you know, poor thing. If you want to remain a poor thing all your life, go ahead, please listen to them. That's what will happen. You will remain this poor thing all your life. And after a while, you know, believe me, Everybody gets sick of your excuses. Who wants to listen to your sob story? Nobody. But if you want to change that, then stop making excuses for yourself. Sit down, look at your face in the mirror, and write down for yourself where you think you are now. And then take yourself forward from there. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.